In this video, we'll discuss SharePoint Online branding with custom master pages. Let's talk about creating a custom master page and when you need to do that. Really, this comes into play when theme and style changes don't provide enough control. You really need to change the page structure. The best way to get started is to download a built-in master page and alter that, or download the CodePlex Starter Master Pages project. You can also use the Create New functionality in SharePoint Designer 2010. Bad practices would include direct editing of the built-in master pages or exporting from SharePoint Designer because it adds unwanted code. The development process is then up to you. You can choose to either use the SharePoint Designer 2010 or Visual Studio 2010. SharePoint Online has some limitations. Remember, we're dealing with sandbox solutions. This means no access to the layout or other file system folders, and your style assets need to be deployed to your site collection or site libraries. In addition, custom master pages cannot have code behind. Let's talk about master pages for a second. Remember that master pages are an ASP.NET concept, and they provide the page structure. In this case, they really apply to application pages. They define content placeholders that are replaced with content from the content page, as seen in this diagram. So what are the master pages in SharePoint 2010? There's two definitions you need to know, and the site master, and that's what's used for publishing pages, and the system master for form and view pages. The built-in master pages are the v4.master, which is the default for team sites, nightanddaymaster, which is the default for publishing portal content pages, minimalmaster, which is used for some pages like the search center, but should not be confused as a starting point for customizing your own master page. Finally, the default master is used for 2007 upgrades. The development process for building your own custom master page is to customize the style and layout, make sure you have the correct content placeholders, and make sure you're commenting your changes so that it's easy to find what you changed from the original master page. You'll want to test it incrementally, as changes to a master page could cause your page to fail. With that in mind, you'll want to enable full error messages on-premise. This is only for your development environment, but you can set the custom errors mode to off, the safe mode call stack to true, and the compilation debug setting to true. This will help you during the development process. Your custom master should use some CSS. You're going to use the CSS registration control to reference that custom CSS. You can use the site collection and language tokens to find your CSS file. The site collection token allows you to specify a relative path, and the language is for language-specific assets. You want to deploy your assets to a style library subfolder. This separates it from the out-of-the-box style assets. As you can see in this example, a CSS registration control is used to find a Contoso CSS file referenced relative to the site collection in a specific language folder. Also note that it's set to load after core v4.css. This means that your styles will be applied after the standard styles. When developing a custom master page, you'll likely plan on altering some of the header. Here's a list of several CSS classes that play into that task. You can use the s4-title logo CSS class to hide or change the site logo. You can also find that class on the page and alter the controls that are used to control navigation or the image programmatically. The S4 title text CSS class can be used to hide or alter the breadcrumb navigation. The S4 top links can be used to control the text, font, and colors of the top navigation. The S4 title CSS class can be used to control the image that's displayed in the ribbon. Another common development task may be to customize the fav icon. To do this, use the SharePoint SP shortcut icon control. This allows you to specify a custom fav icon that will show up in your browser address bar and in your favorites. Alternatively, you can use a link element to specify the URL. This allows you to use your site collection and language tokens. Here you can see an example using the link. By default, the built-in master pages for SharePoint are not set up for fixed-width layouts. To use a fixed-width layout, you need to add the CSS class s4-nosetwith to the div element with an ID s4-workspace. You also want to set the max width on these additional div elements. One last consideration with fixed width is it'll change the way that the notification shows up. You can control the notification style using the s4-noti CSS class. When you're dealing with this level of customization, you can go further than just master pages. Here are some additional considerations. You can build your own custom page layouts and apply styles that way. You can apply styles through the content by query web parts. You can add your own JavaScript to apply styles through something like jQuery, or add additional functionality through your client-side object model. The SP security trimmed control allows you to display content based on the permissions of the user logged in. Also, the sitemap data source has properties that allow you to customize the navigation. In addition, you can add your own custom buttons to the ribbon and even reposition the ribbon on the page. A last consideration is My Sites. Branding a My Site is an additional bit of effort and should be considered separately from branding your main site. Let's step into Visual Studio and take a look at branding SharePoint Online with a custom master page. We've now opened Visual Studio 2010, and we're looking at a SharePoint project called Branding with Custom Master Page. As you can see, we've already set up a module for our styles called Style Library as an English US folder, and a Contoso branding folder with several images and the start of a style sheet loaded. We also have a favorite icon that we're going to upload. What we're going to do now is add a new module. So I'm going to say add new item. Under the SharePoint 2010 templates, I'm going to select module. I'm going to name this module master page. I'm going to remove the sample file that comes with the template. And now what I'm going to do is add to that master page an existing file. I'm going to find it on my desktop, and this is actually the v4.master, which is the default master page for my current SharePoint Online site, which I downloaded. This is one way that you can start off your master pages. Alternatively, you can use starter master pages, or you could build up from scratch. But we're going to add this, and I'm going to rename this to Contoso Branding.master. I'm going to go into my elements.xml file, and I'm going to replace that content. Let's take a look at this. This describes my module called Master Page, and it says I'm going to deploy to the catalog's Master Page location, so this is where my Master Page will live in SharePoint Online. I'm noting the Master Page description, so that this is a Master Page to be used for the Contoso site, and I'm setting the content type as a Master Page, and the UI version 4 to indicate this is meant for the 2010 SharePoint user interface. I'm going to save and close that file. I'm going to open my Contoso branding.master to view the markup. First thing I'm going to do is find this CSS link. I'm going to add my own in addition to it. So now we're going to be able to link to our Contoso style sheet. I'm using the CSS registration control to do this. I'm specifying the path to my Contoso CSS file. And I'm noting that I want it to load after the core v4.css. This is because we want our styles to load afterwards and override the default SharePoint styles. Next, I'm going to add some script to the master page. This is simply a function that's going to simulate contacting our help desk by using the notification API. Next, I'm going to find the current SP shortcut icon, and I'm going to replace it with my own code. So this will set a custom favorites icon. You can see it's pointing to my favicon.ico file, which will be in my Contoso branding folder. This will appear in the Internet Explorer address bar as well as the favorites. Next, I'm going to find the div with the ID S4-workspace, and I'm going to make a change to it. In order to just support our fixed width style, I'm going to add the class S4-NoSetWidth. Next, I'm going to replace the SharePoint site logo image with my own code. Here I'm setting the URL to my custom logo. Next, I'm going to move towards the bottom of the file and I'm going to add a custom footer. You can see here this custom footer has a little link that will call our show help desk notification method that we added at the top of the file. Finally, we'll save and close the master page. Next, we'll edit our custom style sheet. So expand the style library module and find contoso.css. Here I'm going to replace a comment in my file with a new CSS rule. This will be used to hide the breadcrumbs at the top of the page. Finally, I'm going to scroll to the bottom of my file and add some custom styles for my new footer. I'm going to save and exit that file. Our last step is to add a feature receiver to enable the custom master page. I'm going to expand out my feature one, right click, and say add event receiver. At the top of my file, I'm going to add a new using statement. To import the utilities namespace. Next, in my class, I'm going to add a utility method. Let's take a look at this code. First, I'm setting a few constants. I'm naming my Contoso branding master, my V4 master, which is the default master that my site is currently using, and I'm specifying my Contoso branding folder. Next, I have a helper method that will create the URL to my master page. Next step is to replace the feature activated event. Let's take a look at what this code is going to do. This is the custom code that runs after the feature is activated. It's going to open my SP site and SP web and set the Contoso branding master page to be the default page when activated. It's going to check in all my files in the branding folder so that they will be applied properly. I'm just going to also check in and approve my master page. Finally, it sets the custom master URL and the master URL, and then calls the update method to save the changes. The last step in my event receiver is to replace the feature deactivating behavior. This is the custom code that runs before the feature is deactivated. Here, I'm simply resetting the master page when deactivating. I'm going to set it back to my v4 master URL, and then call the update method to save my web changes. Now I'm going to save and close my event receiver file. At this point, I'm ready to build and package my solution to deploy to SharePoint Online. When developing a custom master page, you'll likely plan on altering some of the header. Here's a list of several CSS classes that play into that task. You can use the S4-title logo CSS class to hide or change the site logo. You can also find that class on the page and alter the controls that are used to control navigation or the image programmatically. The S4-title-text CSS class can be used to hide or alter the breadcrumb navigation. The S4-top-links can be used to control the text, font, and colors of the top navigation. The S4-title CSS class can be used to control the image that's displayed in the ribbon. Another common development task may be to customize the fave icon. To do this, use the SharePoint SP shortcut icon control. This allows you to specify a custom fave icon that will show up in your browser address bar and in your favorites. Alternatively, you can use a link element to specify the URL. This allows you to use your site collection and language tokens. Here you can see an example using the link. By default, the built-in master pages for SharePoint are not set up for fixed-width layouts. To use a fixed-width layout, you need to add the CSS class S4-NoSetWidth to the div element with an ID S4-Workspace. You also want to set the max width on these additional div elements. One last consideration with fixed-width is it'll change the way that the notification shows up. You can control the notification style using the S4-NOTI CSS class. When you're dealing with this level of customization, you can go further than just master pages. Here are some additional considerations. You can build your own custom page layouts and apply styles that way. You can apply styles through the content by query web parts. You can add your own JavaScript to apply styles through something like jQuery, or add additional functionality through your client-side object model. The SP security trimmed control allows you to display content based on the permissions of the user logged in. Also, the sitemap data source has properties that allow you to customize the navigation. In addition, you can add your own custom buttons to the ribbon and even reposition the ribbon on the page. A last consideration is My Sites. Branding a My Site is an additional bit of effort and should be considered separately from branding your main site. Let's step into Visual Studio and take a look at branding SharePoint Online with a custom master page. We've now opened Visual Studio 2010. We're looking at a SharePoint project called Branding with Custom Master Page. As you can see, we've already set up a module for our styles called Style Library as an English US folder and a Contoso branding folder with several images and the start of a style sheet loaded. We also have a favorite icon that we're going to upload. What we're going to do now is add a new module. So I'm going to say Add New Item. Under the SharePoint 2010 templates, I'm going to select Module. I'm going to name this module Master Page. I'm going to remove the sample file that comes with the template. And now what I'm going to do is add to that master page an existing file. I'm going to find it on my desktop, and this is actually the v4.master, which is the default master page for my current SharePoint Online site. which I downloaded. This is one way that you can start off your master pages. Alternatively, you can use starter master pages, or you could build up from scratch. But we're going to add this, and I'm going to rename this to Contoso branding.master. I'm going to go into my elements.xml file, and I'm going to replace that content. Let's take a look at this. This describes my module called master page, and it says I'm going to deploy to the catalog's master page location. So this is where my master page will live in SharePoint Online. I'm noting the master page description so that this is a master page to be used for the Contoso site. And I'm setting the content type as a master page and the UI version 4 to indicate this is meant for the 2010 SharePoint user interface. I'm going to save and close that file. I'm going to open my Contoso branding.master to view the markup. First thing I'm going to do is find this CSS link. I'm going to add my own in addition to it. So now we're going to be able to link to our Contoso style sheet. I'm using the CSS registration control to do this. I'm specifying the path to my Contoso CSS file. And I'm noting that I want it to load after the core v4.css. This is because we want our styles to load afterwards and override the default SharePoint styles. Next, I'm going to add some script to the master page. This is simply a function that's going to simulate contacting our help desk by using the notification API. Next, I'm going to find the current SP shortcut icon, and I'm going to replace it with my own code. So this will set a custom favorites icon. You can see it's pointing to my favicon.ico file, which will be in my Contoso branding folder. This will appear in the Internet Explorer address bar as well as the favorites. Next, I'm going to find the div with the ID S4-workspace, and I'm going to make a change to it. In order to just support our fixed width style, I'm going to add the class S4-NoSetWidth. Next, I'm going to replace the SharePoint site logo image with my own code. Here I'm setting the URL to my custom logo. Next, I'm going to move towards the bottom of the file and I'm going to add a custom footer. You can see here this custom footer has a little link that will call our show help desk notification method that we added at the top of the file. Finally, we'll save and close the master page. Next, we'll edit our custom style sheet. So expand the style library module and find contoso.css. Here I'm going to replace a comment in my file with a new CSS rule. This will be used to hide the breadcrumbs at the top of the page. Finally, I'm going to scroll to the bottom of my file and add some custom styles for my new footer. I'm going to save and exit that file. Our last step is to add a feature receiver to enable the custom master page. I'm going to expand out my feature one, right click, and say add event receiver. At the top of my file, I'm going to add a new using statement. Import the utilities namespace. Next, in my class, I'm going to add a utility method. Let's take a look at this code. First, I'm setting a few constants. I'm naming my Contoso branding master, my V4 master, which is the default master that my site is currently using, and I'm specifying my Contoso branding folder. Next, I have a helper method that will create the URL to my master page. Next step is to replace the feature activated event. Let's take a look at what this code is going to do. This is the custom code that runs after the feature is activated. It's going to open my SP site and SP web and set the Contoso branding master page to be the default page when activated. It's going to check in all my files in the branding folder so that they will be applied properly. I'm just going to also check in and approve my master page. Finally, it sets the custom master URL and the master URL, and then calls the update method to save the changes. The last step in my event receiver is to replace the feature deactivating behavior. This is the custom code that runs before the feature is deactivated. Here, I'm simply resetting the master page when deactivating. I'm going to set it back to my V4 master URL, and then call the update method to save my web changes. Now I'm going to save and close my event receiver file. At this point, I'm ready to build and package my solution to deploy to SharePoint Online. As you can see, my SharePoint Online site has the default styles applied. I'm going to go into my solution gallery and find my branding with custom master page solution. I'm going to click on it and click activate. I'm going to actually click to activate on the dialog. And you can see the changes take effect immediately. Let's take a look on my home page. You can see my new banner, all my custom styles have been applied. If I scroll down, you can see the custom footer that we added.